Welcome to the Mama Love Podcast. I am Annie Love and this is episode 61. Tonight, as I record this episode, it is a beautiful rainy night here in Brisbane, but I'm just hoping that it's not very noisy for you as you're listening back to this episode. The rain has been a little bit heavy, but hopefully it'll hold out and we will carry on. I was out at an event recently chatting to a friend who I've only met in person a few times, and I mentioned that running local Sacred Circle events this year in Brisbane had been really helpful for me in building my confidence in speaking in front of a small group, something that quite honestly I was actually pretty terrified about before starting the circles in January this year. She responded with absolute surprise, saying that she never would have guessed that I was terrified about speaking in front of people, as I always appear quite confident. I have had a few experiences in the past month or so which have really stretched me outside of my comfort zone and have also made me just realize how far I've come when it comes to confidence. So in this episode, I wanted to chat about how we can build confidence when we don't feel like it's something that we naturally have. Welcome to the Mama Love Podcast. My name is Annie Love, and I'm a mum, a wife, a life coach, creative spirit, and all-round positive thinker. Our parenting journey has been, well, a bit of a roller coaster, and I've learned the hard way how to navigate through some pretty tumultuous times. This podcast is about finding joy, even in the midst of darkness, and believing that we can find light on the other side, even if the landscape is different to how we expected it to look. We're going to share stories and conversations along the way and talk about how we create our best life, even when things feel hard. Thank you for being here. So, spoiler alert, I don't think people are actually born confident. And I also don't think that there's a silver bullet to becoming confident. Sure, I mean, some people do seem a little bit more comfortable with the thought of standing up and speaking in front of a crowd off the cuff, but very few people are immune from nerves or having self-doubts. But we don't have to let those self-doubts and nerves hold us back. What if we just chose to believe that the nerves are a sign that we care about this thing that we're about to do? So being a confident speaker is absolutely a work in progress for me, and I really am someone who needs to prepare what I'm going to say rather than just speaking off the top of my head, and that's completely okay. I wanted to share a few things that I have found helpful in building my confidence, especially when it comes to speaking in front of people. So the first thing that really helps for me is preparation and practice. And I just think we need to take small, brave steps. It's not about being confident, it's just about being brave enough to take the next step. So maybe you can start practicing feeling confident in environments that feel more safe for you. I don't love the thought of doing a live video with a big audience. But in my Mama Love Lounge Facebook group, I go live every Monday. And it's been a really lovely way of practicing with a small audience. And even that, you know, over time, I've really noticed that I feel a little bit more flowy when it comes to finding words. And I've gone from probably my 3-minute live to building up to about 10 minutes. And it's been great. So if I have a speech coming up, I will often practice it in the car as I'm driving around by myself, and it just helps me to find the words that I'm looking for. So preparation and practice definitely help me feel more comfortable before I'm going to speak in front of an audience. Number two is just rewriting the story so that it serves you. What does that mean? Well, we often have a lot of self-talk that goes on in our heads, right? So, you know, I'm not confident, or I could never do that, and things like that are probably not going to be very helpful to building our confidence. Because as I often say, where focus goes, energy flows. So how can we change those negative words, the negative self-talk, into an affirmation that helps you? So, for example, I demonstrate my knowledge confidently and my words flow with ease. Find words that feel really good for you. Write them out. Say them to yourself regularly. I think words are really important. Language is really important. And if we're speaking to ourselves with love and kindness, it helps for us to be more confident out in the world. I guess the final bit of that is just practicing self-love and self-care regularly, because the more you make time to connect with yourself and work on your mindset and that positive self-talk and affirmations, the easier it will be to take brave steps. Because, you know, we've got to back ourselves, right? We've got to make ourselves feel confident from the inside out. Number three is about your body and your physiology. So I'm pretty sure that there is somebody out there, I can't remember who it is at this stage in as I'm recording, but there's a lot of information around about like power poses and basically getting your body ready so that it feels confident. So looking at your shoulders being back, your chest out, you know, you're breathing well, and making our body feel really ready to step up and be confident. So how can you get your body ready to radiate confidence? And I guess another part of this is dressing for success. So if you feel more confident when you have an absolutely killer outfit on, then wear it, you know, get yourself ready for feeling really confident and successful. Number four is rituals and anchors. So if I'm going to speak in front of an audience or know that I'm going to have a tricky conversation and I want to feel really grounded and ready for that, I will do things like in the morning I'll put on a meditation. The lovely Fleur Chambers, who I chatted to on the podcast a little while ago, has an app called The Happy Habit. She's got a free confidence meditation in there, and it's something that I often tell my clients, my coaching clients, to go and put on a day where, you know, they might have something that they're feeling a bit worried about, to help them build confidence. So meditation is great, just to help ground us and calm us so that we're ready to take on those brave steps. I've got a beautiful spray-on mist, manifestation mist, that my lovely friend Kim from Pure Presence created for me. So I give myself a spray. Sometimes I'll say a prayer. I, you know, ask that what I'm about to share is heard by whoever needs it, whoever needs to hear that message. And I ask for my angelic support crew to be with me and to help me share that message confidently. Another one might be crystals. You know, if you're into crystals, I can never remember which ones work in which ways, but there is a blue one. I'm so technical with my crystal knowledge. That is good for a throat chakra, apparently. So, you know, put a crystal in your bra, before you're ready to walk out and talk to somebody or have a difficult conversation. Number five is taking opportunities to step outside your comfort zone. Gosh, this one's a really big one. I feel really lucky that I have some champions in my life who really help me stretch outside my comfort zone. Some mentors that put me into some, I shouldn't say tricky situations, but give me opportunities to step outside my comfort zone. Now, I could say no to those, right? But I know that the best approach for me is often to say yes and to work out the details later. I've had two experiences in the last week where this has happened. One is that I returned to my high school to give a speech at what they call their Evolution Day, and it's for the grade 12, the graduating seniors. Just before they leave, they hear from some past students who'll talk about, you know, what we've done since leaving school and whether we have some handy hints for their journey. And I've been doing this for, probably 9 years or so, I think. Not every year, but I've done it quite a few times. And usually it's in a small group, so not too scary, but, you know, 15 or so girls. And this year it was on stage to the whole year 12. So I'm actually not sure how many that is, but maybe say 150 girls. And on a stage with a microphone and other members of a panel. Sometimes I liken these experiences to childbirth, right? Where you, I think it's in transition, where you get to the point in where you're about to have a baby and you're like, no, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done. I just want to go home. And unfortunately, once you're there, you really need to get that baby out. And I feel a little bit the same sometimes when I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and I think, why did I say yes to this? Because it feels really scary and uncomfortable at the time, right? But it's so lovely after the event to feel like, you know, that we made a difference, that somebody maybe needed to hear the message that we had to share. And it feels good to have stretched myself outside that comfort zone and know that I am stronger for the experience. So in terms of stepping outside the comfort zone, I think it's really important to be unattached to the outcome. So this might just mean walking into the experience knowing that it's a really good way of learning some lessons. It's a really good opportunity to take some brave steps. But this experience won't make or break us. It's about taking brave steps, not thinking that the whole entire success of our life depends on this moment. So walk into it knowing that you're going to learn some great lessons from it. It's probably not going to look comfortable. It's probably not going to end up perfectly, but it's going to be a great experience along the way. So being unattached to what happens at the end. We are still good people, whether or not it turns out the way that we wanted it to. On that note, I think we need to stop worrying about what other people think. So humans are built to make judgments, and they're going to make judgments regardless of what you do or don't do. So it's really important to stay true to who we are. Don't worry about what people think of you when you're standing up there and speaking, or what they think when you speak out in a meeting about something that's really important to you. What's important is that you are staying true to who you are. It's really important to practice being confident. So what opportunities can you say yes to, despite the discomfort and know that there is an amazing learning moment available to you if you say yes. Number six is get out of your head. Now, we can get really caught up in the fact that this experience is going to be uncomfortable and will probably look stupid, and it's a lot of self-talk that goes on, right? So I just want to invite you to get out of your head and be in your body. And meditation and breathing can really help with this when we're feeling nervous. So rather than getting caught up in, you know, what people might think or whatever, think about who you are trying to serve in this moment and the importance of the message that you have to share. It's not about your abilities. It's not about how great you are. Think about someone else. Think about who you are trying to serve right now. You know, people who are around you and listening to you actually want you to succeed. When you tap into your intuition and speak from your heart rather than your head, the words will flow so much easier. And I so know this from experience. It's when I'm in my head and stressed about what the next thing is that I'm going to say that I kind of forget what I'm going to say and I get really stilted. But tap into that body of yours. Breathe through it. Focus on who you're serving. And let the words flow freely. And if you notice that you're in your head, take a deep breath and bring yourself back to service. And my final little reminder is recognize your progress and celebrate how far you've come. The very first time I spoke at Evolution Day at my old high school was about 9 years ago, I'm pretty sure, because Nicholas was quite little and my mum came over to help look after the three boys while I went and did the Evolution Day speech, and I had agonised over it for months. I had written a 9-page speech. I had lost a lot of sleep, I'm sure, and I was really worried about crying in front of the girls. And spoiler alert, I did cry in front of the girls because I kind of at some point as I was driving to the school thought, what would be wrong with that? And, you know, anyway, I'll get off the bandwagon, but I do think it's really important for us to normalize the sharing of emotion and the flowing of emotion. So it was probably really important for me to share what I had to share that day and to let my emotions flow in front of them. But what struck me this week as I went to do Evolution Day, you know, 9 years later, was just how far I had come. That I was able to not just talk to a small group with a 9-page long speech that I probably stumbled over, but that I could sit up on a stage with the microphone in my hand, and sure, I have no doubt I sounded nervous and I definitely needed my notes, but that's okay. It was nice to notice how far I had come. And just even in terms of preparation as well, you know, versus 9 years ago where I'd spent months agonizing over it. This time I wrote some notes out on the morning of the speech. Thought about it. I'd kind of practiced a few of the words as I was driving around in the week before, but I didn't agonize it over it. I didn't agonize over it quite so much this time. And that for me was a sign of how far I had come. So I'm celebrating that. I am not someone who was born naturally confident, but I practice. I practice taking brave steps, and I know that that is the most important thing. So I'll just go over those points again for you briefly. So number one, preparation and practice. Just feeling more prepared for something that you're about to do will naturally help you feel more confident when you're doing it. You know, rewrite the stories in your head so that that negative self-talk turns into positive affirmations. Number three, look at your physiology. What's your body doing? Throw on some of that, you know, a killer outfit so that you feel really good. Put your shoulders back, stick your chest out, breathe deeply, and take some brave steps. Number four is rituals and anchors. You know, for me, it's meditation, spray on a mist, prayer, crystals in your bra if you need them. Number five is take opportunities to step outside your comfort zone. Say yes. Work out the details later. I promise you, you will be rewarded. Number six, get out of your head. Remember who you're trying to serve in this moment. It's not all about you. And number seven, recognize your progress and celebrate it. Celebrate how far you've come, or celebrate that you just took that brave step. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to know whether you feel like you are naturally confident or not, and whether you found any of these steps helpful. Come and join me over on the Mama Love Facebook page and we can continue the conversation. I would so love to chat with you. Talk to you soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Mama Love podcast. I am so grateful to have you here. If you love the show, I'd be honored if you could hit subscribe. Perhaps you'd like to hire me as your very own coach, cheerleader, and support crew. You can find out more about my coaching services over at mamalove.com/coaching. That's mumma-love.com/coaching. Or just come and chat to me on Instagram or Facebook at mamalove. Talk to you soon.